This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
Looking out over it, Andrew, it looks great. Obviously, there's a lot of fence building to be done, which is always the last thing. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, no, we are, Mike. We had a very dry October, a bit of November. But now the weather's starting to warm up. We had a good bit of rain during January. Grass is now starting to kick in. It's had a couple of haircuts already. We're quietly pleased where we are. I mean, we're sort of on soft and probably good to soft on the mild May. It keeps going in the right direction. We need the soil temperatures to warm up and a bit of warm weather.
I'm going to say, with the wind that's been blowing around here today, if you get that for the next fortnight, it'll dry very quickly.
Oh, it's bitter, isn't it? I mean, it always surprised me here. I mean, coming from Scotland, I'm used to it. But here, and again, that's a bit about here. We're straight off the sea. It could do with warming up a bit.
But you must be delighted, looking at it now, that there's 79 in there and some real top names. The race is shaping up warmly, even if the weather isn't quite yet.
It's great, isn't it? I think we've got a few lovely horses in there. A few of them have had some great results at Cheltenham coming on and look like they're going to get a run in this year's Randox Health Grand National. And that's what it's about. It's having the best horses taking part in this fantastic race.
And thrilled too. I know the prize money increase is the richest ever 3 days run here. That's special.
Yeah, it's always something that we, as part of the Jockey Club, we're always looking to sort of put the prize money forward and increase it. And I think that's a balancing act. But, we're delighted with the novice hurdles and the novice chases that we managed to put them all up onto level pegging. And, yeah, we always will look to try and just quietly move things on.
I mean, a lot of people thought it was great. There was an Irish winner last year of the National. It just needed, it didn't matter really which horse, that Ireland won it. It's shaping up to be a heck of a horse race, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was great. I mean, it's nice to see sort of like Lucinda Russell's horse in there, one for Arthur and a few others. And there's some terrific stories. And I think that's always what will happen with the National, as we find out, that it always will produce a great story.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.